Baruch Hashem, it is day number 328 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we are finishing Hilchos Eidos, Laws of Testimony, with chapters 20, 21, and 22. We mentioned yesterday, when we learned the prohibition against bearing false testimony, that there are two kinds of false witnesses in Torah. And I said that we would get into that today. So here we are. Positive commandment 180 is the positive commandment to punish conspiring witnesses, edim zoimamim. And the way that they are punished is a very specific punishment. It's described in Dvarim Yud Tes, Deuteronomy 19:19, where it says, Vasisam loy, you should do to him, to this conspiring witness, kasher zomam lasis la'achiv, the way he conspired or plotted to do to his brother. In other words, you do to him what he would have had done to the person that he's plotting against, which means if he tried to make this other person lose money, so he loses that money. If he tried to get this person killed, so he gets killed. If I'm saying he, the truth is it's they, because it's a minimum two witnesses. If these Adim Zaimim, these conspiring witnesses, tried to get somebody to be lashed, then they get lashed. Okay, now, what are these conspiring witnesses? How is an Eid Zoimim different than an Eid Sheker? Okay. So how do we establish anything based on witnesses? So let's say the first two witnesses come in and they testify that they saw somebody, I don't know, let's say he owes money. We saw him take a loan from somebody else. Okay. So if another pair of witnesses come in and say, well, that's not true, that can't be true, because this person you're saying took a loan, he was with us, he couldn't have been there. So the substance of what you're saying has been proven to be untrue. Okay. Or let's say it's a criminal thing. They say they saw somebody kill somebody, and then two other witnesses come and say, well, that's not true, because the guy that you're saying is the perpetrator, he was with us, he wasn't there. That's not possible. Okay. That's called a false witness. Edim Zaimim, a conspiring or plotting, scheming witness, is totally different. That's when the second group of witnesses come in and say, listen, the thing you're saying that so-and-so took a loan from so-and-so, or that so-and-so murdered so-and-so, we don't know if that's true or not true. It may be true, but what we do know is you're not the ones who could possibly know it, because imanu ho'isem, you were with us. Follow the difference? The second pair of witnesses is not coming to dispute the substance of the original testimony. They're just coming to say, you're not the one who would know that, because we've displaced you from the scene of the crime or the scene of the business transaction or whatever. We can testify you were not in that place. So what you're saying may have happened, may not have happened. We have no opinion about that. What we know is you're not the ones who saw it. Okay. That's called a conspiring witness. And in that very specific situation, the punishment is you do to them exactly what they conspired to have done to the person against whom they were testifying. That's our mitzvah and mazel tov. We finished Hilchos Eidos. We'll start a new section of halachas in Sefer Shoftim tomorrow. We'll see you then, God willing.